Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. We are continuing our conversation tonight with step two, willingness, and our focus tonight is how, when we're willing, life becomes an adventure. This is Kelly Fox, and I am here with Terry Sayer, my hostess with the mostest.
Woohoo!
And we are super excited to continue the conversation about willingness, and for you very special listeners of ours, we have a amazing guest coach with us on tonight, Debbie Turnus. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, ladies. How are you tonight?
We're great.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
We just got home. Actually, I just walked in the door. We've been in outside of Seattle for the last 4 or 5 days doing a Pathway to Change workshop. And visiting with my daughter because it was her birthday.
Oh, how fun. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, but we're glad to be back in California. See me.
Yes. It was
awesome.
So cold there. Yeah.
Oh.
We are glad to be home.
Yeah, it's just not the same, is it?
No. Now, when we left, it was raining, and there were 40 to 50-mile winds.
Wow.
Yeah, and
yeah,
we had
well.
To go outside to get into the airplane. I was like, I am such a California girl. I am so glad to be going back.
It just makes you appreciate what you have here, right?
It does. It does.
Well,
but
it
I was willing.
Like you guys were willing to have an adventure.
We definitely were. And it was nice to see all of the trees and the changing of the colors. And my sister lives really close to the sound. And so that was really nice. And to get to see, you know, I haven't seen her new house since she moved to Washington. And you know, just see how she has everything set up. And we drove by and saw her school and the kids' schools. And it was really fun to be out there and to see the adventure that she's been willing to get on because she's, you know, she married someone from there. So she had to move there and get, you know, kind of change everything for herself. So it was really fun to be a part of that as well.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. So, life becomes an adventure. Have you seen that to be true for yourself, Debbie?
Since I started dating my new man, Ben, we've been dating not quite for 9 months, but we have taken 7 trips, 5 of which involve air travel. So, I would say... Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you've been having
definitely.
A great adventure.
Yeah. It's just really fun to see things and to, I think the willingness piece for me really has come with me allowing myself to have adventures, giving myself permission to spend money on those types of things, giving myself permission to work more so that I have the revenue to do it. So it's like all these different things that really have been coming into play. And I started making those changes probably, I would say about 1.5 years ago, just really seeing what opportunities, if I need to go somewhere, do I know anybody who lives in that area? Well, what would happen if I went 2 or 3 days early and like, I don't know, visited them, or went and did something fun in the area where they live. So it really is just something that I started doing about 1.5 years ago, more consciously and on purpose than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been
fun
to watch your adventures as you have, you know, documented them on Facebook, and we've, you know, caught up in different times to hear about all of the fun things that you've been doing. Yeah, I think that when you're willing to say yes to yourself, to your dreams, to adventure, to fun, it's gonna dramatically change your life. I learned that big time about 3 years ago, where I said yes to adventure. And I mean, I went all over California where we live. We went to places that we hadn't gone to, and we lived here, you know, like we went to the Santa Monica Pier, which we'd never been to, you know, we went and drove up the hill to the Hollywood sign and never had done that before. And I've lived here my whole life, you know, just,
mm-hmm.
you know, driving down Rodeo Drive, you know, just those fun things that, you know, because you live in California, you just never do.
Right.
You know, and then I went to a lot of places in New York City. I went to all these different Broadway shows and fabulous restaurants. I drove 10 hours through the night and went to Niagara Falls. I just did, you know, I just said yes. I kept saying yes to adventures, and I had such amazing adventures. I mean, if you would have asked me, even a couple months before I left for my first trip to New York, if I was ever going to go to New York, I would have told you no, you know, but then I said yes. And it's so amazing. Once you start saying yes, what keeps popping up? I've been to New York,
it?
I don't know, 5 times since then.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like you said, once you start saying yes, and then you go and you have a great adventure. And then I don't know about you, but for me, I get home. I'm like, okay, where am I going next? What am I going to do? How am I getting there? What am I going to see? Who am I going to see? Like, yeah, how can I fit this in?
Yeah. I have had the most amazing year this year. I've been saying yes to my business big time this year, investing in, you know, my coaching and my training as a coach, supporting as a coach, and really upping my level as a supporter in the fly community at workshops. And Carrie and I have been going to so many workshops this year. I think I have gone to a workshop every month, either a fly workshop or our workshop that we facilitated. Sometimes I've done it twice in a month, and it's just been a super crazy year. My kids are like, Mom, you're gone all the time now. but I'm really only gone for maybe a weekend or 2 weekends out of a month, and then I'm home all the rest of the time. But they're not used to me being gone. But, yeah, it's been just an amazing year of saying yes to myself. And people have really, really noticed a difference in me, and I've noticed a difference in me. My confidence is so much higher, and I'm trusting myself so much more, which is my essential nature. So that's awesome. And and it's just been really, really great. I think, you know, that's another thing, you know, that was Terry's focus 2 years ago was investing in her business, and it's kind of followed over to this year, but her focus this last year was her health. But just saying, that's also saying yes to yourself, you know, to take that time to think about your health and to take time for self-care. That can also be an adventure for sure.
Yeah. I love that you brought in the whole essential nature piece, because my essential nature is generous. And so by me making the choices to go places and do things and have the opportunity to have experiences is really incredibly generous to me. About a year ago, September, I was going to Washington, D.C. for a vacation. Well, my original plans fell through, and I invited my best friend to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, no, I can't. I don't have the money for that. I'm like, you know what? It's already been paid for. So all you have to do is say yes. And one of the things that she had been focusing on in the previous few months was abundance, like, and creating abundance and wealth for herself. And mm-hmm. she asked me, she says, do you think that if I said yes, that that would be an abundant thing to do? I'm like, yeah, and we're going to have we've been friends for 20 years and never taken any kind of trip together because we're so busy raising our children and working and, you know, taking care of our partners and all of the things that we get wrapped up in. We had the best 5 days in Washington, D.C., laughed, had adventures, went to museums. We had the best time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember because we saw you right after that because we had a workshop in D.C.
Yeah.
And you were definitely, you were definitely happy.
It was just fun.
And with everything going on at that time, you know, you were still, like, in such a good time. I mean, such a good mood and in such a good place. And we had an amazing workshop, too.
Yeah. Well, and, it just really does go back to willingness and, like, all the tools, right? Willingness and seeing innocence and being open and just so many different facets of it, just really has helped me create a much more joyful life for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I find that when I want something or I'm telling myself that I want something, but I keep not doing it, it really does come down to willingness. And I have to check in with my willingness, okay? So I say I want this, but how willing am I to do the things that I need to do for that to happen? And usually somewhere in there, there's a piece of it that the willingness is just low. And I'm like, okay, that's why it's not happening. And so it's like looking at that and saying, okay, well, why is the willingness so low? And kind of checking in with myself, you know, if there's some kind of risk involved, you know. And so, you know, looking at it and checking to see how I can support myself in getting my willingness up so that I can, you know, do the things that I'm wanting to do.
I think sometimes when you check yourself too, you can check in to see, is it really even something I want to do, or did I just believe that I wanted to do it? Like, did it just sound like some cool thing to say yes to? You just really get the opportunity to check in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sometimes it's a should, right? We check in and we find out, oh, that's a should. You know, I thought somebody else wanted me to do that, or I think that society wants me to do that. But really, I'm okay if I don't. And that's why it's not happening. And being willing to be okay with not doing it, right? Letting it go.
Yep.
Shifting your focus to something else that you really do want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pretty miraculous when that happens. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's why it's important to, always be working on step number one, which is awareness, right? You know, keeping our awareness up. Really being aware of why we have certain desires. Are they shoulds or are they really things that we want?
Yeah.
You know, and really being clear on what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took a really huge risk this last weekend. I went to Arizona to one of my really good friends. We've been friends since we were 17 years old. I went to her wedding in Arizona. Yeah. She had her wedding at a biker bar that her and her husband loved to go to. I told her, well, I was going to wear a dress. And she said, no, it's a biker bar. You can't wear a dress. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I actually wore a bustier. And I was self-conscious at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, because I could have beat myself up, right? I'm not 20. I don't have a size zero body anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I made the conscious decision to just own it, right? Just put it on and own it. oh my God, I had such a good time. I felt so confident. I didn't feel self-conscious at all because I made the conscious choice to just love my body and be okay with it. It made
awesome.
All the difference in the world.
Yeah.
Something I never thought I would
yeah.
do.
Yeah. That would be a total die for me. So
yes.
I can imagine. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even with, you know, there's definitely things in my closet that I shy away from, and I love it when I decide to wear it and just own it, you know, just, I have this one dress of my grandma's and it's super tight. And so I don't, it's kind of funny. It's my grandma's and it's super tight. It was just because she had a smaller rib cage than I did. It's not like this. It's really tight on my rib cage. So I just feel so conscious, you know, about it. And, but it's this beautiful dress. And so when I actually wear it, I'm like, you know what, if I look a little, you know, if it shows my stomach or whatever, who cares? I love it because it's my grandma's dress and I'm just going to own it, you know, and I have
mm-hmm.
a good time. I think that that's really important when we're, you know, I was talking about that at the workshop this weekend in this section of trust, because that's my, you know, that's my struggle is trusting myself. And how I used to in the past not be able to do that at all. And when I would, you know, pick out something for an event like that, you know, where I'm dressing up, I would probably have to ask 20 people what I should wear before I'd even pick something out. And then I'd still be stressing about it the whole time at the party if I had picked the right thing, you know. And now
yeah.
I don't do that. I pick out my dress, I put it on, I do my hair, I do my makeup, and when it's done, it's done. I don't worry about it anymore. Once I walk out the, you know, my bedroom door, I don't stress about it anymore. I just let it go.
Beautiful story. I love that.
Yeah. Terry, what about you? How have you found a willingness to help you have more adventure in your life?
Well, I think this weekend we took a sport and adventure when we decided to do a workshop in Washington. And because we combined that with okay. Can you hear me okay?
Sorry, we missed that last word you said.
I said, can you hear me? I guess not. So we combined this trip with a chance to go and see my daughter, who just got married in July, and I've been up there one time to Washington since she got married to help her move into her classroom. And this is a chance. And then what really exciting happened was my mom was coming over to visit us for Thanksgiving, and she went with us too. So it was really an adventure for her as well to travel that far, and she did amazing. So it was a great
mm-hmm.
adventure. We had a really, really good time, and she did really well. We just got home like 15 minutes ago. So it was a great adventure.
It was, and I think it was really awesome to be able to present, you know, and to show not only my sister, but my sister's mother-in-law, her two of her new stepdaughters, you know, my grandma. There was also a couple other people in the room, but it was just really a great opportunity to stand up and say, hey, this is what we're passionate about. This is what we've been doing. This is what we've been telling you that we do. And, you know, with that, they could have totally, you know, thought we were crazy or, you know, were like, why did we come to this? But they didn't, you know, they loved it. And it, was just made the adventure of going there even more. And I texted my sister and I said, okay, you need to start telling everybody how awesome the workshop was so we can come back and do more.
Yeah. Wow.
And she's like, all right, sounds good. So it was really a really great adventure to go and to do a workshop in a totally different state, right? You know, to figure out how we're going to get all the materials there, how we're going to, you know, set up the room. And we had never even seen the room before we got there, right? And how we all these, you know, things that we hadn't really put ourselves in the situation to do before. And it was awesome. It all worked out really great. Corinna was there as well. She's a coach as well, and she was there to support us and be our support team, and it was just awesome.
Wow, that was great.
It was a great adventure, and we've been traveling. As Kelly mentioned, we've been traveling a lot, doing a lot of workshops, and supporting a lot of workshops, and that's been very. Very exciting and a lot of fun, and it is adventurous to travel. And I made a decision to travel this summer with my second oldest grandchild to Europe. And so he and I are going to go with some friends, and we're spending 14 days in Europe, and that's really exciting as well. So,
wow.
Adventure. Last summer,
oh my gosh.
I went to Iceland. Yeah, last summer I went to Iceland with one of my granddaughters, and we had so much fun, and it was, you have to really kind of plan those things because you're going to be, they're physically demanding as well. So I've been, in order to have a good time, I've been willing to set up a pretty rigorous walking routine so that I'll be ready to walk all over Europe and not get tired. So that's another way that when you think about adventure, it's not just willing to invest in yourself. You have to also be willing to do what you have to do to be prepared, to have a good time.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That means physical preparation, you know, not just monetary, but physical, because when you're in Europe, there's not the conveniences that you have in the United States when you travel. And there's, like, we're traveling in Germany and Italy, and there's a lot of uneven roads, you know, that you have to walk on, and you're walking a lot, and there's a lot of cobblestones and uneven pavement, and so it would be easy to say, oh, I'm not willing to take that chance, I might fall down, I might, you know, so again, there's a level of willingness to be able to do that, so I'm excited.
That's great. That sounds really super exciting.
Yeah, my grandson is so excited. He's 20, how old is he now? I think he's 25.
Yeah.
And he's really excited. I think he's 25 now. So anyway, that's another adventure. Yeah, he might be. He might be. They seem to grow up.
They keep getting older. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Kids have passed me up. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. They've just gotten older. But, so that's another, in terms of traveling, having a willingness to do that is very adventurous on many points. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, it's an investment, willing to invest in yourself, time, resources, energy. And it, you know, it takes a lot of planning and a lot of willingness to, you know, in some areas of your life to sacrifice in order to be able to do these adventurous things that really bring you a lot of joy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's also important to talk about the little things that we can do, though. I think that our lives can become adventurous just in the day-to-day by saying yes more often, or saying no. You know, being willing to say no is just as important as being willing to say yes. I think the important thing is saying yes to yourself. you know, and no to other people or other people's wants or expectations is just as important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. We talked about trying to think right now the words that we used this weekend. It was something that impressed me, and now I can't remember what it was. But we were talking
about
them
being willing to connect and disconnect.
Disconnect, yeah. Being willing to connect, mm-hmm. but also be willing to disconnect when the situation is toxic or it's not, it, you know, it's not helping you, it's not feeding you, it's not nurturing you. And being able to walk away is a huge step, I think, in willingness. And just being able to say, this is not mm-hmm. what I want, and I don't have to please other people by doing this. I'm willing to take care of myself and do what supports me. And that, I think I just kind of had more of a little epiphany around the importance of being willing to disconnect as well as connect.
And that can be really scary for some people who, like, are afraid to be alone or lonely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, to make that conscious choice of saying, yeah, this isn't going to work for me. It can be really mm-hmm. scary.
Yeah. Or just someone who's a people pleaser and is afraid, oh, if I say no, then, you know, they're not going to be my friend or they're not going to like me or they're going to think I'm a bad person. I think it can be a huge risk to say no.
Well, definitely. And especially, we're kind of talking about our family members. You know, I mean, there's times when we're enabling people in our family to not be accountable for their own decisions in their own lives. And sometimes we're afraid, like you said, the fear if we don't enable them, they'll turn away from us. And I think because our families are so precious to us, that fear can really keep us in toxic relationships, not only for ourselves, but for our family member as well. And
absolutely.
So that was kind of, you know, especially if you're a mother that your all of your self-worth is tied up in your children's success instead of your own success. And that can be really, really difficult to tell your kids, look, you know, this is your life. You need to make your decisions. And I love you. Go forth and decide, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm no longer going to be your decision maker. And that can be seen as being a non-supportive parent when in reality that's being willing to support enough to enable your children to be successful.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about being okay with not being concerned about what other people are going to think.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Being willing to do the better right instead of what you feel like everyone is expecting you to do. So we have over a minute. Yeah, it's hard. We have just over a minute. So any last thoughts, ladies?
I just want to say thank you, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be here with you guys again. I'm really looking forward to the next time we're together.
Yes, we appreciate your willingness. Terry?
No, I just think that once we're aware of the places in our life that we can change to be more true to our essential natures and to our dreams and our goals, then being awareness is just the first step, and willingness to take action is the next step. So willingness really is important to move forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, ladies, for joining me tonight. We really appreciate you coming on, Debbie. And we can't wait until the next time you're coming. So,
all right.
Until then, everybody, keep coming, keep listening. We have a whole lot more unbelievable coaches coming on the show with us, just like Debbie. And we are excited to continue sharing this work with you. And, of course, all of this is brought to you by Rhonda Britton. So go check her out at fearlessliving.org. And until then, be fearless.
Good night.